So we've got a bunch of stuff, but here's how it goes. I pull a card for you. You have to answer. You don't answer, I'm going to give you some delicious treats.
What is that?
It's herbs, garlic.
And this.
Who's your favorite banter host?
I like them all.
I love all the guys.
But you have to pick one.
Have you ever had sex at the banter office?
I mean, there's cameras everywhere. You know that, right?
I might be in trouble.
What's the worst rumor that you heard about yourself that is true? You know that.
The first question is, okay, you're held hostage. Your ransom is $2 million and only one trader from Crypto Banter, six months trade to make enough profits for your release. You start with $10,000. Who's your trader of choice?
So 10,000 to 2 million.
What do you guys?
Should I?
Is it a bull market or a bear market?
It's a bull market.
Got some sources here. If you don't wanna
mention anyone,
that's soy sauce that I was. It looks like I was gay. It's soy sauce.
Sure. You can't drink that. Sheldon or Kyle? Sheldon or Kyle?
Now the question is it going to be Sheldon or is it going to be Kyle? Sheldon can make more money in the bull market because he's more positive. Kyle is more consistent. I've only got 6 months. I think I have to go with Sheldon. Because I've only got a certain amount of time. If I had longer, I'd probably go with Carl. But if it's a short period of time, I think 6 months is, it's probably Sheldon.
Pull another card.
Okay. You did not want to hire me when I joined school. Why? I did not want to hire you.
Oh, yeah, it's just me. I wrote that question. No, you did not want to hire me. You remember that? I actually wanted to. Is this what it says?
No, the reason, I'll tell you why I didn't want to hire you. Because you needed to go on a journey to get to a certain point to realize that banter is a good place for you. And until you went on that journey, it's like sometimes with a girl, you have to let her go out and just see what the dating scene's like to know that this is the best place for her. And so like you need to go on a process. It's the same thing. Like, to be honest.
Did I go on a process?
Yeah. And I kind of like the same thing with Fred. Fred left. And like the question is, should I afford to keep him or not? No, I think he must go because I think he'll be back one day. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I just think that sometimes you have to go on a journey to realize what feels like her.
But you remember the very first time when I joined school?
Otherwise you wouldn't have been hired.
Okay.
Maybe I made you feel like an interview, but
okay, good.
All right, next question. Have you ever had sex at the banter office? No.
No?
No.
You have to say the honest truth.
No, honestly, no.
Okay, cool.
I mean, there's cameras everywhere. You know that, right?
I might be in trouble. Yesterday we went into this.
What was that? You guys, you and Joao were climbing.
Yeah, Joao was.
Was that at the office?
Yeah, because I was until like 1 o'clock. I was prepping for this. And Joao just comes over and he's like, look, I found the entrance to the roof. Like, we can climb up on this ladder. And then we started climbing in between the walls, like in a Matrix movie.
Bro, you think that's out of the office?
Yeah, that's what he said as well.
Guys are fucking crazy.
Guys, another one.
What is the most unprofessional thing someone's has done live on banter? I mean, me burning gummy in an Andrew Tate outfit. That was kind of unprofessional.
That was historic as well, though.
Yeah, that was kind of unprofessional. What else have people done? I think we had a good track record. Let's take another one. What's the weirdest request the sponsor has ever made? I don't know. I'm sure they a lot of them ask me to shill their tokens, and you know I won't. And a lot of people give it like, hey, can't you talk about my token on this show? No, I talk about your token when I want to talk about it, when I think it meets my narrative. Otherwise, I don't talk about your token. So I thought these are going to be much harder, bro.
I thought
I was going to drink soya.
I think you will.
Which crypto personality do you think is completely fake? You're going to get me in trouble with a lot of my friends. Fake? Fake means they're putting on a show. I think BitBoy is fake, but I think he just doesn't know who he is. So one day he's this guy, one day he's another guy. I think the Coin Bureau, that guy from Coin Bureau, I think he reads up a script. Yeah. I mean, I love his content. Don't get me wrong. I really, really, really love his content because I think he knows how to simplify stuff. But I think like when you're reading off a script, it's not you.
you can kind of see them reading off the script. So yeah, I mean, from that point of view, yeah.
I thought these were gonna be much harder, bro.
I thought so. No,
I'm ready to drink soda. How did it feel when you lost the trading competition to Fefe? The guy, it's like one trading competition that he's ever won.
I did not write this question.
I couldn't give a shit.
Take this.
Nah, I think I'll take this one. Rank Banter's hosts based on their TA from best to worst. Worst, Fefe.
Come on.
Best for what market? Best for bull markets.
Overall, in a five.
Best for bull market, Sheldon. Best for sideways bear market, Kyle. Given I'm still learning his trading style, so very hard for me to say. Fefe is too much of a risk taker for me, bro. Fefe takes too many risks, unnecessarily. 50x, 100x. Will there be a 1% move in Bitcoin? Yes, we should go 50x.
You're not right.
What project do you regret not investing in the most? Nah, that, I mean, there's 100x is a bit there. Who cares?
You know, you don't have any like project that you like Uber, Airbnb type.
I mean, Ethereum ICO, but then I landed up getting it at $9 anyway. So,
you pull it from the top.
If Banter was a reality show, who would cause the most drama? Hosts only or
both? Because the viewers know the hosts.
Who would cause the most drama? Probably Theo.
Really?
Yeah, Theo's a dynamite package. She's pissy as fuck. She can turn shit upside down. She's gonna be happy at all times.
And among hosts?
Among the hosts, I mean, Sheldon is the most temperamental.
It's gotta be Sheldon.
Yeah, he's good. He's great when he's good. He's been good for a long time. Who's your favorite Banter host? I like them all. I mean, I'm closest probably to Sheldon.
You can't answer this question. Yeah.
No. I mean, I like
trying to answer you.
Yeah, no. I like them all the same. I mean, I love Kyle because he's consistent and he's just a workhorse and he's humble. I love Sheldon because Sheldon's like my brother basically, and I love all those. I mean, I love you. I love Dylan. I love Hustle. Like, I love all the guys.
But you have to pick one. Are you answering? Are you drinking this one, or is that?
I'm not drinking soy sauce. If I have to pick one. It's a very hard question, bro.
Sitting drinking soy sauce?
Nah, Sheldon.
I can't drink that, bro. Change the fries. I can't drink soy sauce. And I have to answer all the questions.
Oh my God, I hope there is something that is... I have olive oil as well if you want to.
What's the worst rumor you've heard about yourself in the crypto world? That I scam people, that I take their money, that I... Yeah.
What's the worst rumor that you heard about yourself that is true?
Then it's not a rumor.
Okay, the stuff that you didn't want people to know, but it's true.
Well, I'm an open book. Honestly, I'm an open book. I'm an open book. You know this. You can't lie because there's just too many people watching you and inside and outside of the office. You know, the worst, like the worst is the people in the office because, you know, they remember their whole lives are reliant on you. They keep you in check. Anyway, next question.
We're going to go through so much stuff for you. I hope.
Name your top three favorite members of Banter. I mean, that's like, come on, you can't say that.
You have to. Or you can drink something.
Yes. You
know, I'm going to give you the candy. Look, but you have to decide. Are you answering or you go? I'm going to give you the candy. It's gonna be an easy one.
Yes, dude.
Okay, so you can spin in here.
Okay, well, that doesn't fucking matter because this is all you got to take.
So I just pick one?
No, you eat the whole thing.
Sorry, come on. Isn't that 2,000 calories, bro?
Okay, just take. No, don't take one. One is not okay. I'll give you a 50% discount here.
No, I can't eat some of this candy. Summer buddies are made in winter.
That's nothing, bro. Eat the whole thing.
This is revolting, bro. I'm not only revolting. This is not, bro. This is not sweets. For those of you who don't know, these are like bath.
I'm gonna take
liver and onion, stinky salmon, bro. I can't eat.
Take that. Take it. Is it bad?
I have one more.
Oh, this is candy for me. This is disgusting, bro. Oh, it's toothpaste. Oh, it's toothpaste.
This is not toothpaste.
Okay, no. One more. Okay. New question. God. No, it's just in the toothpaste.
No, it's toothpaste. I'm not that bad, actually.
Yeah.
Next one. I've got some donuts for you, though.
What's a secret you never told anyone in the crypto community?
I don't have secrets, bro.
Gotta have a secret.
I know that the internet hasn't found about me.
I don't think I have a secret. God. Fair enough.
This one says spicy.
No, it's just for the...
Who takes themselves too seriously at banter?
Good question.
Read through all the names.
Maybe Angela.
Angela.
Angela. The girl that books all that. Yes. Well,
I'm so scared of her.
You shouldn't be.
If you had to work under someone else in the crypto space, who would it be? Under or with?
Under. And then with.
If I worked under, I'd probably like to work under a Brian Armstrong or a... Probably a Brian Armstrong, if I had to.
Who will you work with?
Ralph Paul.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think we just vibe. We
such a cool guy, eh?
Such a cool guy.
I never met him, but he's such a cool guy. Cool guy. Yeah.
If you had to marry your daughter to one of the banter hosts, holy shit. You guys, leave my daughter out of this. She's two.
Okay, but if you had to in the future, let's say she's 20.
Okay, it's not you for sure.
Okay. Why?
Why?
I'm the most good looking, strongest, smartest.
I'd marry to Kyle, bro. And I'll tell
really?
You, yeah, I'd marry to Kyle. Why? Because I know she's consistently going to be looked after. I know she's going to have good religious values. I know Kyle's never going to take too many chances. So it's safety. Safety.
Risk reward.
Risk reward. Who's the most competitive at banter other than you, Fefe?
Is it right?
Sure, for sure. For sure. If you had to ban one crypto influencer from the from banter forever, who would it be? BitBoy. I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah, but okay.
That's obvious, bro. I mean, you can't.
And if it's not BitBoy,
who do I really not want on the channel?
Look at that.
Who are my worst crypto influencers? Oh, Martini guy.
Really?
Martini guy, bro.
Why?
Because that guy is so full of nonsense. 80% of stuff he says is like fucking fimp. What's the craziest thing you've ever done to win a deal? At banter, like we don't compete for deals, right? Like,
if you want to sponsor in your life,
I once did a presentation on MDMA just because I went out the mat before, met a girl, did MDMA till the early hours of the morning, had a 9 o'clock presentation.
Did you get the deal?
I got the deal, but that presentation was, I was hard, I was sweating. But everything was very fun and lovely, and I loved the client very much. Would you rather sell all your Bitcoin or give up hosting forever?
Wow, that's a good one.
I'd sell my Bitcoin because I'd make it back. I would through hosting. So I prefer to host. It's my drug. It's my adrenaline. Makes me happy. It's an addiction. It's an addiction.
Would you sell a Bitcoin and keep hosting?
Yeah. It's an addiction. I don't work for money. I'm never going to spend the Bitcoin anyway. If you had to fire one person from banter, who would it be and why? Don't have to. Like, the person's leaving already. So there is a person who's leaving already. I can't mention that. So rather just give me the drink.
Well, yeah, the drink. Give me something else. No, what? You want a donut? It's actually
quite. I don't eat garlic, bro. I'm not done in the personal body. I do not eat garlic. I don't.
I do not eat
fucking garlic, bro. I don't eat garlic.
Okay, look, this donut is actually quite cool. It's kind of like we kind of filled it with stuff, but it's not bad.
Don't smell it.
But it's enough and then it's empty.
Just bite. Oh, no, just bite in it.
What the fuck's in there?
Oh, what is it? I mean, am I going to die if I eat it?
No, you're not.
What is this? You can't eat this, bro.
It's chewy. Something. It's chewy.
There's something else in there.
It's chewy.
Yeah, if I could fire one person on that, well, and this leaving anyway, so.
That was easy because she's leaving anyway, otherwise I wouldn't have fired her.
Yeah, but then you have to fire someone. It's not, wait. You dodged this question here. She's leaving. That's not, you have to fire someone.
No, she's leaving, bro.
No, you have to fire someone.
I'm not firing her, but she's leaving.
Name one guest you would never invite back to Banter and why.
Okay, so we've got like oil here, vinegar.
I'm not gonna drink oil. I'm not gonna drink
licorice.
Licorice?
Yeah.
What's the trick? What's the catch?
That's it. You like it? You have to five.
What's wrong with us?
Nothing. It's
really... I've done something to him.
No.
So what's wrong with it?
It's just licorice. It's like shit.
No, then I love this. I eat it all the time.
Really? Do you eat licorice?
Have you done something to it? Have you put
ketchup? I promise you not. Do you eat this?
I love it, bro.
Alright, so next question.
Ah, baby, a bit more.
Mark, what do you like about this?
Have I ever lied to anyone in Banter?
So sorry, sir.
Not knowingly.
I don't remember lying to anyone knowingly. I've sometimes lied and said the Black Friday special won't continue until Cyber Monday, and it did. And I get no licorice.
No.
What's the most expensive thing you regret buying?
Helicopter.
Really?
What do you regret? Actually, maybe I don't regret it. I don't regret it. I don't use it, but
yeah. You couldn't have told us the story.
Sure.
You know how much time we spend on finding something that will taste like shit?
So we could give it to you. I bought a Jeep, a long one, Gladiator. I'm going to send it back the next day.
Yeah.
No regrets, sir. How many times have you been offered to promote shady crypto projects? And what is the most ridiculous pitch you've ever heard? I've been offered to promote shady crypto projects all the time. Shadiest pitch?
Literally.
You're a bullshit detector.
So is that a garlic or is that like...
Oh my God.
What is that?
When is your body count?
Be good.
Okay. What are your future?
I mean, we have this. It's
what is that?
It's herbs, garlic.
No, don't touch garlic. Move on.
Okay. I mean, you don't really have a lot of choices, to be honest. Do you like ginger?
Yeah, bring it.
Okay. If you like it, that's not good. Vinegar?
Yeah, but you can't drink vinegar. You'll die.
Okay, then I'll give you. Was that the last question?
That was the last question, sir.
Okay. So what I can give you is like as a deal, you can get like this. As a roundup for the show, I'll take one with you.
I can't eat so many sweets, bro. I'll die. Yeah, you have half. I mean, these are not sweets. These are like stinky socks, bro.
Yeah, you do.
That was rolls. That was fish.
Was it fish?
That was fish.
Okay, you take the whole thing?
No.
I take it with you.
No.
I'll do this. Last day.
It's terrible, right? We got one more thing to do.
It's terrible, right? I'll have to get back to office here.
Crime. One more last thing to do. That's exactly enough. 10 minutes. Look, I'm going to say the names.
Mm-hmm. Wait 1 second. I have to send an email.
I'm actually very impressed, bro. Actually spent almost 2 hours with me without looking at your phone. That's very impressive. Very impressive.
Please tell my wife.
Yeah, well. Okay. Names.
Of what?
I'm going to read the names. You have to say what comes into your mind first.
Okay.
Ready? Bit Boy.
Messed up.
Ansem.
Don't think.
Too big, too quick.
Sailor.
Drunk Conculator.
SBF.
Criminal.
CZ.
Great guy.
Hoskinson.
Academic.
Hawk Tua.
Sexy.
Andrew Tate. This is Andre Tate, but it's Andrew Tate.
Fake.
Fake?
Fake.
Why?
Just not a real guy.
Vitalik Buterin.
I am awkward.
Justice Sun.
Lost.
Why?
Because he's lost, bro.
Ivan on tech.
Great guy.
Doc One.
You. Poor guy.
Yeah?
Poor guy.
Wow, that's actually impressive. Okay. Trump.
Trump? Legend. Fucking legend.
Elizabeth Warren.
Whore.
Miles.
One word. Good luck.
Ren.
Me. Legend.
Kyle.
Consistent.
Sheldon.
Talented.
Hustle.
What's the word I'm trying to get? I'm trying to think of the word. He's unique.
Dylan.
He's, I don't know if there's a word for it, but he's the one guy that needs to break his own boundaries. He's limited by his own boundaries.
And Pfeffer.
Hungry.
There we go, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate you, bro.
Thank you, sir.
Much love. Thanks for watching.